Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Monumental Sports Network. Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Mike Rizzo, President and General Manager of the Washington Nationals. Presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so funny. Every time he sounds the same. That you could lose 100 in a row, you'll still sound that way.
I don't know how you do it, man.
Mike, I got to start off off the bat. You know, this is just one of those interviews, man. It's hard to lose 10 in a row. You guys obviously are in a bad stretch. But after the Marlins series, when Davey made those comments, and obviously the media went crazy with it, when he made the comments about don't blaming the coaches, You got to look at the players. They got to play better. Did you agree with that when you heard that?
Yeah, here's my take on that. It's, you know, Dave Martinez is as player friendly managers I've ever had. You know, he and Dusty Baker to me run the clubhouse like no one else I've ever had in my career. So when you talk about, you know, one of the, you know, player managers in the league, Davey's one of them. This guy does 500, 600 interviews a year. You know, he does 2 a day, pregame, postgame, every time. And, you know, he's flawless. But, you know, he got caught in a frustrating, frustrating, angry, you know, we were six or seven, eight in a row at that time. And got caught in a frustrated moment and kind of lashed out. And I think it was out of frustration. Here's my take on that situation. There's onus on the players, there's onus on the coaches, there's onus on the manager, and there's a great onus on the general manager to do a better job. We all got to look in the mirror. You lose 10 games in a row. You said at the beginning, it's hard to lose 10 games in a row. I've never lost 10 games in a row. I'm just my 43rd year in professional baseball. I've never lost 10 in a row. It's tough. But when tough times come, you have to deal with it. And, to me, Davey's the same manager in the clubhouse when there's no cameras on him and there's no media in the room. He's the same guy. He was in the Marlins series as he was October 30th of 2019.
Right.
Same guy.
But after he said that, you didn't text him or call him and say, Dave, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, we talked about, I didn't call him or text him. I was, you know, when
right
I was
there.
In his office.
Right.
Yeah, I was right there. We talked about it. And if he had to do it again, he would have got his point across, which was supporting the coaches in a smoother, better way that didn't ruffle the feathers of the fan base. And I think it took a life of its own, more so with the fan base and in the media than it did in the clubhouse. I know that for a fact.
Right. So the rumor was that there's some players that were unhappy with it and they were pissed off, but you're saying that wasn't the case.
I don't know if to me, it was, you know, it's a, yeah, you know me, you know, it was, anonymous source, or whatever,
right.
Anonymous rumor, whatever it was. But I don't see any unrest or unhappiness. I know Davey talked to all the players, after those comments were made. I think that's behind up here. Believe me, that's the least of our worries as far as this 10 game, how we're playing streak Davey's comments after that Marlins game.
Mike, I hear what you're saying, and I agree. I'm sure that it's true that Davey's the same guy he was in 2019 when you won a World Series. But when you go through this stretch, sometimes like great guys, great managers, great baseball guys, they still, you know, sometimes you just, you know, the fans want a scalp. I know you might not want a scalp. The fans want a scalp, right? Or they want something to change out of frustration.
Well, you guys had Davey out the door in 19, too. I mean, so, you know, your station, every other station wanted him fired. The coach is fired. The GM fired. The owners sell the team. Same, it's the same thing. It's built on frustration, and I get it. You know, fans are fans. They root for their team. They want their team. They want to be proud of their team. They want to, the team to perform well. So, you know, because it's their team. Believe me, we all feel that. But you know, I'm looking at the big picture of an entirety of a season. And we're in June 17th or 18th, and we've got 3.5 months of baseball left. And you know, 10 days ago we were 30 and 32, and our whole discussion and narrative was different.
Totally, yes.
And we're hopefully in 10 days from now, I'm back here on a Wednesday, and we're talking about we really turned things around. So that's our thought, and that's my mindset. I always think of it this way. You know, my job as the leader of the organization is that when things are at their craziest and at their most stressful, I have to be at my calmest and I have to be my best. When things are at its worst, I have to be at my best. And that's the message I told I gave to our coaching staff the other day. We just have to continue to do what we're doing and get these guys to perform to their capabilities, to their utmost capabilities. That's what coaching can do. And the difference between 2019 and now, the way Davey Martinez manages, is you had a ready to win veteran team. It was the oldest team that ever won the World Series in 2019. In 2025, you have the youngest, one of the youngest teams in baseball with the average major league service time of less than 3 years. So, we're not only playing and performing, and they're not only coaching and managing at the big league level, but they're developing players at the big league level. And I think, I think you could see some of the success stories that have taken place through the way we've developed, James Woods and Abrams and Cruz and Lyle and Gore and Parker, Henry, Ferrer, Lord. All these guys are learning at the big league level. These guys are all, 17 guys are homegrown, drafted, developed by us, or acquired from the Soto trade, or another player that we drafted and developed. And so we're developing on the fly. These guys are learning their craft at the big league level, and I think you see some successes. And there's obviously needs to focus. Our base running is still too poor. Our infield defense has to improve. Now I think House, joining the roster will improve our infield defense because he's a really good defensive third baseman. So I think that'll help. And these are things that we have to concentrate on. Not only to, get out of this the hole that we're in this, 10-game losing streak, but to moving forward, that this is how we have to win games. So that's where we're at. And, we're in a tough time right now. There's no question about it. We've been in the losing streaks before. We've been on winning streaks before. This year, we've been on a couple of both. This is the toughest time that we have, but tough times don't last. Tough people last. And what I said in 2019 still holds today. It's we lose as a team, we win as a team. We can bicker as a team between ourselves. It's like you can scream at my brother. I can scream at my brother, but nobody else from the outside can. And
I hear you.
We have to keep this thing in. We have to keep this thing together and keep ourselves moving forward, and we have to keep these young players with an optimistic and vivacious coming to the ballpark every day and winning games, because we got 3.5 months of this season left. And, you know, we played 16 straight games with 5 cities and three time zones with a monster road trip coming up. So stuff don't get easier from here, man. It gets harder.
So, Mike,
we got to play better.
Mike, one thing that I pointed out the show was three other teams this year were really struggling and they fired their managers. So they fired Colorado, fired Bud Black. Not that the new guy is going to do much. I mean, I don't think the new guy is going to come in and drastically change the success of that team. Pittsburgh did the same thing with Shelton. Baltimore did the same thing with Hyde. So you're saying that even though you've lost 10, Davey's still your guy. You can't make a change. It's not going to. It's worthless.
Here's what I'll say about that. Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh hasn't won a World Series since we are family. Colorado's never won a World Series. And Baltimore, Davey Johnson was the last guy who won a World Series with Baltimore. This guy is proven through trials and tribulations that he can handle a roster. He can handle a veteran laden team, and he's developing at the big league level. And my track record is I have fired managers in midseason. I fire managers after season. I fire coaches midseason. I fire coaches after the season. We're all being evaluated. You know, we all got to look ourselves in the mirror. And we are at a point right now where we're moving forward with our development of these young kids. I think Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. He's a great clubhouse presence, and he's a calming presence. And I think that once we get through this thing and win a couple of games, which we will, that we can right the ship and continue progressing towards winning a championship, whenever that is. And I think that that's where my feelings are right now.
Okay,
Mike, what has ownership's reaction been to the 10-game losing streak? And are they exerting pressure on you to make changes to Davey's coaching staff? If not to Davey, then some of his underlings.
Their approach to the 10-game winning streak is they're very happy about it. You know, they're extremely excited about it. No, we're all very frustrated with it. We're all concerned with it, and we have to play better. And we work everything we do here is a team. I'm responsible for everything that goes on in baseball. The good and the bad and the 10-game losing streak. That's my team that I put out there. I take responsibility for the successes and the failures of this franchise. And I think that's what leaders do. And I will continue to do that. And we will continue to strive for to put the best product on the field that the DC people could be proud of.
Are you, you say the coaches and all can do this. They've done this. What about, do you have a veteran player in the clubhouse that can hold the players accountable? You don't have a Jason Worth type, a Ryan Zimmerman type. Do we have somebody like that?
We've got good veteran players. Nate Lowe is a good veteran player. This guy's won a World Series. He's won a Gold Glove and Silver Slugger. You know, so he's a guy. And Josh Bell has been a guy, and Mackenzie Gore, although he's a young player, is kind of exuded himself, because of his extreme talent as a leader of that pitching staff. So yeah, we've got veteran guys there. They do their thing. They do their thing with the young players, It's not like the mix we had in 19, where we had mostly veteran players sprinkled in a few rookies. We have a bunch of rookies sprinkled in a few veteran players, and it's a different dynamic and a different landscape in that clubhouse.
How much frustration is it that we're playing these teams that we really should be beating up on, or would it not even matter? Just losing sucks, no matter who you lose to.
Losing sucks no matter who you lose to. I mean, does it make me feel better that we lost 3 in a row to the Mets or 3 in a row to the Marlins? No, it doesn't make me feel any better. I respect every team that comes into this ballpark. I respect them all. When we were riding high in that 8-year run, and we would come in and play a team that has a poor record that we should beat. As one philosopher says, that's why we play the games. And a lot of times it's not who you play, it's when you play them. Miami got us when we weren't playing well and beat us pretty good, and Colorado beat us pretty good twice. And the only good thing about that is we got a game tonight. And that's the wonderful thing about baseball is there's always a game tomorrow where you get a chance to compete again and win a baseball game.
Are there other personnel moves, Mike, that you have up your sleeve that you can pull off to jumpstart something?
Well, I mean, other than guys getting healthy, you know, let's not forget that the bullpen is we have three relievers that we were heavily counting on, to help us this season that haven't pitched for us much or at all this season in Law, Ribolta, and Mason Thompson, couple that with the two signings of Sims and Lopez that didn't work out. That we took a chance on both of those guys, didn't work out. That's on me. We're thrusting young guys into roles that are new for them. And I think you see some of these guys emerging as guys for us. You know, the way Lord is pitched and Cole Henry and Rullich has had streaks of being good, and Briggsy and Ferrer. These are all our guys. These are all homegrown players that we've developed into competence, hopefully successful, hopefully really good major league players as they continue to develop. But they're new to this. They're new to this occupation. They're minor league starters through their whole career, and we've kind of thrust them into the bullpen role in spring training, but they're getting the taste of it, and we're gonna compete two more times with the Rockies at home, and then we're going on a monster road trip, and these young kids are gonna be thrown in the deep end of the pool, Dodger Stadium, Padres, and Anaheim. So,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. You know, Mike, to the fans, it's not just a 10-game losing streak. Some of them are frustrated that it's a 4.5-year rebuild that's taking longer than expected. How do you feel, though? How do you make those fans feel better going forward with the product that's on the field?
Well, I think that when you look at it, we had 8 years of great success, 12 to 19, four division titles and the world championship in that mix, and then we had to rebuild. The rebuild, in my mind, didn't start till we traded Juan Soto in July of 2022. I guess in 2021, Max and Trey were traded, so that was the kickstart of it. But I think we're into this thing three and a half years. The rebuild when I took over in 2009 to winning the division title in 2012 took three plus years. This one's going to take a little bit longer. But all these rebuilds aren't linear, and landscapes change, injuries happen, player performance doesn't develop as on schedule as you would like. But I think when you see, the four or five young position players that we have and the two or three starting pitchers we have and the three or four bullpen guys that we have, they're all young, controllable players that are going to develop with us and learn with us and learn how to win. And when we get to the time where we're ready to win, hopefully we'll invest in the roster and make some moves to put us over the top.
Mike, I know one of the guys that you're very high on because you gave him an 8-year deal is K-Bear Ruiz. And I didn't realize this because I don't pay attention to the metrics, but these guys that do were saying that his blocking and his framing are one of the worst in baseball as a catcher. I know that offensively he's been struggling over the last month and a half or so, but because he's dropped in the lineup too. But defensively, do you think he is where he should be, or does he need to improve that as well?
Oh, he needs to get back to where he was. I think that early on in his career he was a better catcher, thrower, and blocker. I think it's a beat down position that really takes its toll on you physically. Okay. And I think that it's something that affects him. I think more so than like Wilson Ramos when we had him, because he was such a big horse. What we have to figure out with him is he always has one good half. And he hasn't put together two good halves yet, and we're hoping that being the second half guy that offensively that he is, hopefully he takes a step forward offensively. But Henry Blanco works with him on a daily basis. He and the rest of the catching corps with framing drills and blocking drills and that type of thing, and it's just something that you have to keep pounding into them about the importance of it, and you couple that with also a big portion of his responsibility is game calling, you know, that's putting the right fingers down and mm-hmm. that type of thing. So
right,
Mike, last question. I always want to get sort of the updates on where Cavalli and Cruz are. In their comeback mm-hmm. from injury.
Well, Cavalli's pitching every 5 days, every 6 days in the minor league. So he's pitching well. We're trying to get him some stamina and to get him, you know, get him stretched out to the point where he's at the point where he can go 5-6 strong and he's at the big league level. And Cruz is rehabbing. He's going on this long road trip with us. I think that tells me he's getting a little bit closer. But those obliques and the sides and lower back stuff is tricky. So you know, it took Jafaro two and a half months to recover from his oblique out of spring training. So we're going to take it. You know, we're going to do the right thing by Cruzy and take our time with him. But we desperately need to get him back. He's a hell of a player for us, and it's been at the time he was hurt was really starting to come on offensively, and of course defensively and base running. He's terrific all the time. So we could use his influx of skill set into the lineup.
Mike, thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it. Let's get win number 31 today. Let's get off the schneid. We'll talk to you again next week. Okay.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank
Mike
you, buddy.
Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.